Duck and cover, Richard Burr runs away from reporters asking about rogue subpoena of Trump Jr. By Matthew Boyle on May 9, 2019. Senator Richard Burr, RNC, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee who just issued a rogue subpoena of President Donald Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr., ducked and covered from the media amid the backlash against his attempt to haul Trump Jr. before his committee. Burr, who issued the subpoena in contravention of an edict from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that the Russia hoax is now case closed, ran away from reporters on Capitol Hill on Thursday when asked about the overwhelming GOP backlash against his move. Burr's decision to issue the subpoena has sparked fierce backlash on the right. As of now, not a single Republican has publicly defended him, but a growing number keep joining the ranks of those criticizing the move. Even GOP members of his own Senate Intelligence Committee have not publicly backed him. Breitbart News asked every single one of their offices if they support the subpoena and if they support Burr remaining chairman of the committee after this move, but not a single one would publicly back Burr on either front. Those Senate GOP Intel Committee members who are not publicly backing Burr's subpoena or continued chairmanship include Senators John Cornyn, RTX, who is up for re-election in Texas in 2020, Tom Cotton, RR, Susan Collins, Army, Ben Sasse, Arnie, Roy Blunt, Armo, Marco Rubio, RFL, and Jim Risch, RID. These are all the offices of Republican members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. In fact, Cornyn has now, in response to Burr's rogue subpoena, publicly called on the Senate Intelligence Committee to cease its investigation, at once saying he will be speaking to Burr about it, and other key senators and members of the U.S. House, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, have also ripped the move. The backlash against Burr in North Carolina is particularly brutal too. One of the first senators to criticize his move, and instead to side with Trump Jr. on the matter, was Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, who serves alongside Burr from the same state as a fellow GOP senator. In the wake of Tillis's criticism, now Reps. Mark Meadows, RNC, the chairman of the powerful House Freedom Caucus, and Mark Walker, RNC, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, are both out publicly condemning Burr's decision. Several more have joined the parade of Burr bashing, but there is hardly anyone standing up for Burr, not even himself, as he ducks away from the media on Capitol Hill in the wake of this move.